on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz reached back into his past as a high school teacher as he accepted the Democratic nomination for vice president at last night's convention in Chicago.
When I was teaching, every year, we'd elect a student body president. And you know what? Those teenagers could teach Donald Trump a hell of a lot about what a leader is.
With November 5th not far off, the former football coach plotted strategy.
It's the fourth quarter. We're down a field goal, but we're on offense and we've got the ball. We're driving down the field, and boy, do we have the right team.
15 members of Walz's old team's players filed onto the stage in their jerseys. Kamala Harris will accept the Democratic presidential nomination tonight. Delegate Rhodesia Ransom.
I'm looking for direction for how she wants us to handle this next 75 days, what it is that we need to do to get people out to vote. And so I'm just looking for her to do what she's been doing all along, which is inspiring and motivating.
Donald Trump made a stop in Asheboro, North Carolina, where he held his first outdoor rally since the assassination attempt last month. This time, he spoke from behind bulletproof glass.
Did you see Barack Hussein Obama last night? Take little shots. He was taking shots at your president, and so was Michelle. You know, they always say, sure, please stick to policy. Don't get personal. And yet they're getting personal all night long, these people.
Both of Canada's major freight railroads came to a standstill this morning after they locked out workers over a contract dispute. Operations management expert Greg DeYoung expects us to start feeling the fallout here in the U.S.
The most immediate disruptions would be things like coal and petroleum. Nothing that people are buying directly, but things that affect us pretty quickly.
New government analysis finds a link between fluoride and IQ in children.
Adding low levels of fluoride to drinking water strengthens teeth and reduces cavities, but the Department of Health and Human Services National Toxicology Program has taken a new look at a range of previously published research and reports with, quote, moderate confidence that there is a link between higher levels of fluoride, over 1.5 milligrams per liter, and lower IQ. How many IQ points might be lost by kids was not addressed. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Here's one precious gem that probably took a while to form.
Diamonds are forever.
A Canadian mining company says it used X-ray technology to unearth a diamond in Botswana that measures 2,492 carats. That makes it the largest sparkler found in more than 100 years. S&P futures are up 3, Dow futures ahead 29. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A water service revision is supported by Racine Leaders. The Common Council this week voted 8-6 to proceed with negotiations to revise water service agreements with Mount Pleasant. The decision comes amid a dispute where Racine is seeking to renegotiate terms due to lower job creation projections for the Foxconn project. Mount Pleasant is accusing the city of violating existing agreements. Mount Pleasant police are trying to reunite a family. At just before 5 this morning, the department said they were trying to help a nonverbal male believed to have autism. He was found in Lake Park near Derby Avenue in South Lawn. Despite efforts, law enforcement has been unable to identify the young man or locate his family. An image is on the Mount Pleasant PD social media page. We're still trying to find out more about why police in Kenosha County were concentrated by the target yesterday afternoon. It appeared deputies and officers were searching the road outside the shopping center after a report that came in about a driver saying they'd been shot at. Details are few at the moment. And they'll break ground in October on the new $68 million Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center in Racine. The Common Council pushed forward the center this week to be built north of Julian Thomas Elementary. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Cards clip the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a 6-4 lead heading into the bottom of the ninth, but Devin Williams allowed some walks. St. Louis able to send it into extra innings. The Cardinals loading up the bases in the bottom of the 10th. Nolan Arenado at the plate. Cover John Fox.
Arenado, deep left. Has he done it? Goodbye! Their backs against the wall. Their season virtually on the line. Some magic. magic.
The final, the Cardinals 10, the Brewers 6. Game 3 today. NFL concerned for Packers running back A.J. Dillon, who's not practicing after suffering a neck stinger in last week's joint practice in Denver. Dillon had a neck stinger at the end of last season.
We want to be safe and smart. You only get one body, so, you know, thinking about how we can be out there and be as protected.
As Packers running back A.J. Dillon with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today, 76 our high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 79 on Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Here's the best. You ever ask someone if they know someone and then they tell you a different name? How's that possible? That happens to me all the time. I go, hey, I go, you know Mike Anderson? He goes, I know Flip Gunderson. Did you hear me say Flip Gunderson? Sometimes they don't even have the right sex. I go, you know Mike Smith? He goes, I know a Denise Smith. I go, yeah, that's the guy. What, you got a plate in your head? What the hell's the matter with you?
Robinson and the Miracles, Tracks About Tears, 609 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here on this Thursday morning. How many orange barrels do you think there are in America? I think there are more orange barrels than there are people in America. We have 330 million people in America. I think we have more barrels than that because I think I passed them all today on the way. Every day I come in, there's another road with orange barrels on it. And what did we use before we had orange barrels? I remember when I was a kid, they had big oil barrels. Now they have plastic ones, but they had those big metal ones.
See, if you hit these, you kind of knock them out of the way. When you used to hit those oil drums, they used to put the orange oil drums, you damaged your car big time. So I don't have those anymore. But, you know, my father once read an article years and years and years ago, decades ago. He said, is that a money-making business? And he found an article. No Google at that time. You physically had to go into the library. And he found an article about companies that are going bankrupt making them because they're too expensive to make and there are so many companies doing it that they undercut each other. This is probably more than you wanted to hear about orange barrels on your Thursday morning. I'm just thinking about them on the way in today. Here's CCR. It's a bad song by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Bad Moon Rising. Local news and timeless hits to WRJN. Good news and bad news. The good news is just a beautiful weekend coming up. The bad news, it's a beautiful weekend. That means I got to do yard work. I love when it rains. I have an excuse. No excuse this weekend. Today, sunny. Highs near 74. Partly cloudy. Low is 60 tonight. Sunny tomorrow. Highs 80. Partly sunny Saturday. Highs 82. Sunday, sunny. Highs 84. All right. Clear in 52. It feels like October out there or late September. Clear in 52 degrees right now at Radio Park. We got the Brewers doing a lunchtime game today, 12:40 p.m. They take on the Cards again in game 3 in that series. Then we've got breakfast with the Packers. The Ravens will be at Lambeau Field to play the Packers Saturday morning, 10 a.m. right here at WRJN. It's been a hard
I find the things that you do will make me feel.
1964, one of the greatest rock and roll movies of all time, A Hard Day's Night with the Beatles. Do you know the name The Beatles is never mentioned in that movie once? Never once do you hear anybody say The Beatles in A Hard Day's Night. When I found that out, I said, no, it can't be true. As I went back and watched the movie again, it's true. There's no mention of The Beatles in A Hard Day's Night. Now they mentioned John, Paul, George, and Ringo, but never the group. Huh. How much do you really like that coffee in the morning? You really love it, huh? Let's find out how much. Fancy coffee beans grown on the side of a volcano in Panama just sold at auction for a record $4,542 per pound. That makes a single cup of coffee likely to run you a couple of $100. That's even more than Starbucks charges for coffee.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN. You know, I still like listening to AM radio. I know it sounds better on FM, but I love that AM sound. Here's Elvis, 1972.
Mighty, I feel my temperature rising.
Like the sweet song of the choir.
622 WRGN local news, timeless hits, and it's time for our morning history lesson. During the American Revolution, George Washington swore he would never set foot on British soil. So when a statue of him went up in London in 1921, the state of Virginia sent over some dirt, and the statue was erected on top of that, so George Washington would never be on British soil. There's your history lesson for today. 622 at WRJN. It's clear. 52 degrees now at Radio Park.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. This grace is great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind. This love is fine. Just great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Mmm. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails and then I twitch all my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Like I love is good. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you try to kill that twin on my thumb. Real nervous, a bloody show is fun. Come on, baby. Drive crazy. Great balls of fire.
They nicknamed him the killer. Jerry Lee Lewis, Great Balls of Fire at WRGN with local news and timeless hits. And from the archives, this story we found. A chocolate factory in Switzerland had a ventilation issue and shot a bunch of cocoa powder into the sky and rained down on the city. The city was covered in chocolate powder. The company offered to pay for the cleanup. I would have just licked it clean. We're talking about what? Chocolate powder? Yeah.
Carnian Wings, Band on the Run, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here today on this Thursday morning, August 22nd. Summer is over. You know, I hear people talking about Labor Day weekend already. I said, but we still have a week and a half to go. They say, well, it's coming. Makes me feel sad. All right. New comedy is coming out of theaters called Y2K. Hits theaters on December 6th. About a bunch of kids trying to survive when machines go haywire and start killing people at midnight January 1st, 2000. Remember back then when we thought that really could happen? At 6:30, it's news time. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A water service revision is supported by Racine Leaders. The Common Council this week voted 8-6 to proceed with negotiations to revise water service agreements with Mount Pleasant. The decision comes amid a dispute where Racine is seeking to renegotiate terms due to lower job creation projections for the Foxconn project. Mount Pleasant is accusing the city of violating existing agreements. Mount Pleasant police are trying to reunite a family. At just before 5 this morning, the department said they were trying to help a nonverbal male believed to have autism. He was found in Lake Park near Derby Avenue in South Lawn. Despite efforts, law enforcement has been unable to identify the young man or locate his family. An image is on the Mount Pleasant PD social media page. We're still trying to find out more about why police in Kenosha County were concentrated by the target yesterday afternoon. It appeared deputies and officers were searching the road outside the shopping center after a report that came in about a driver saying they'd been shot at. Details are few at the moment. And they'll break ground in October on the new $68 million Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center in Racine. The Common Council pushed forward the center this week to be built north of Julian Thomas Elementary. Yeah, and that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Imagine being able to detect pests on your crops simply by listening to them eat. I'll have more details right after this.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's widest spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
This groundbreaking concept has become a reality with the introduction of the insect eavesdropper. And UW entomology professor Emily Bick is the co-founder, and she says that by harnessing the power of sound, this sensor offers farmers a new way to detect and monitor insect pests directly on their crops.
It's basically a guitar mic that we clipped onto a plant which had an insect feeding on it. We thought of the idea through a trip actually to a sugarcane plantation in Indonesia. I was working with all of these population models trying to predict when pests show up, and the farmers I was working with said, we don't care when the adults show up. We really want to know, are the larvae in the stock? In the state of Wisconsin, this is kind of like a stem borer in soybeans or European corn borer. And we thought we can actually use the plant stem as a way to amplify the sound and actually hear or eavesdrop on insects.
That's UW entomology professor Emily Bick along with us. I'll have a look at your morning markets right after this.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production.
So they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
I'm Charity Seewecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning markets. Cash corn is trading at 376, up a half, and new crop corn is trading at 398 and a quarter with no change. Cash beans are trading at 957 and three quarters, that's down 5 1/4 cents, and new crop beans are trading at 976 and a quarter, and that is down 5 1/4 cents. Cash wheat is trading at 522 and a half, that's up 2 3/4, and new crop wheat is trading at 546 and a half, and that is up 2 1/2 cents. And September Class 3 milk contract is trading at $22.59 a hundredweight. That's down 2 cents. And October milk is trading at $22.76, down 9 cents. Barrel cheese closed yesterday at $2.28 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese closed at $2.09 and a half. And the double A butter closed at $3.16. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Mostly sunny today, 76 our high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 79 on Saturday. Partly cloudy with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
I like space stuff, man. They always say we're looking for intelligent life on other planets. That kills me. They have that qualifying condition on there. We're looking for intelligent life. Like, finding any life anywhere wouldn't freak us out totally. We're looking for the more intelligent type. It's like we have found people on Neptune, but we're from Earth. We're looking for intelligent life. Two plus two is chicken. That's a negative, Houston. Good luck with your hopes and dreams.
W-R-G-N. Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Timeless hits with the DC 5 over and over here at WRJM. Hey, head to downtown Racine for music. Fun is Music on the Monument is back tomorrow, August 23rd. Live music from Stone Theory starts at 4:30. There's tables, chairs, or you can bring your own chair if you'd like. They allow that. Of course, our downtown restaurants will be open for food and drink as you feel the rhythm and let loose a little bit. Music on the Monument, next event is tomorrow, 4:30 till 7 p.m. Learn more online at RacineDowntown.com. They have an event today downtown, too. I'll tell you about that coming up in a few minutes, huh? Yeah, another event on Monument Square. Busy place, huh? Sooner or later, love's going to get you. WRJN with the Grassroots.
Time and again, I get all the love you've been denying. Sooner or later.
smartest bunch in this country and overseas, too. 36 flights were canceled. 201 were delayed at a Japanese airport over the weekend after a pair of scissors went missing in a store near the gates. They had to close down everything to find the scissors. They found them the next day, right there in the store. We are a nervous bunch of people, aren't we? Sunny today, highs near 74, partly cloudy tonight. Sunny tomorrow, sunny Saturday, sunny Sunday. Right now it's sunny. 54 degrees in Radio Park with a big O.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman.
News and timeless hits here on your Thursday morning at WRJN at 6:44. Coming up in a little less than 2 hours, this event. The average person knows their day has been ruined by 8:36 a.m. It's coming up. And on average, we have 4 bad days a month, 48 per year. So how does the average person know if their day's going to be ruined by 8:36 a.m.? Here they go. Waking up and feeling sick, sleeping poorly through the night, waking up with a headache, losing your keys, forgetting your phone at home, forgetting your wallet at home, realizing you forgot to plug in your phone the night before, stubbing your toe, and this is the one that I know I'm going to get a bad day when I sleep through my alarm. Now, I've never done it, but if I do it, I'm in big trouble because, you know, I have a set time to be. It's not like I can call someone and say, I'm running about 20 minutes late. Fill in for me. It doesn't work like that. So sleeping through the alarm, if I do that, I know I'm having a bad day. Not by 8:36 a.m., by 5:36 a.m., I know I'm having a bad day. But that's not going to happen to you today. You're going to have a great day today. Sunshine, highs near 74 right now, sunny at 54 degrees. Beautiful morning, nice and cool at Radio Park. It's 6:45.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at B&L Office Furniture in Kenosha. Welcome back productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional ergonomic chairs, stationary and height adjustable desks, and workstations. Whether new or refurbished, their dedicated staff will ensure you find everything to create your ideal workspace. Go to WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals tab and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals. WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in. And then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Otis Redding sitting on the dock of the bay. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You think you've been at your job a long time? What, 5, 6, 10 years, 15 years? A woman in Texas named Connie Claxton just retired after working at Whataburger for 54 years. They threw her a retirement party last week. She worked at 10 different locations, including 18 years at one single location where she met a customer and they got married. Wait, you mean to tell me Whataburger has been around for 54 years? I thought it was like a recent, you know, hamburger stand opened up. Whataburger's been around for more than 54 years.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
cooking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Not talking about me. We're talking about Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story coming up this morning at 7:25, and again another one at 12:05 right here at WRJN.
Thank you.
John and Kiki D. Local news and timeless hits of WRJN. 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and everywhere. The legendary historic frequency on the AM dial, 1400. I tell you, I love listening to AM radio. It's got that feel to it. I grew up on AM radio. I just love the way it sounds. People on social media talking about the things that no matter how it's explained to them, they just can't understand it, like outer space. Magnets. Somebody said they just resigned themselves to the fact that it's magic, and that's all there is to it. Electricity, cryptocurrency, an old digital currency. I have no idea how that stuff works. How airplanes can be so big, heavy, and fly. My dad explained it to me because he was a tail gunner in the Navy for 4 years. He said it all has to do with lift and what's that? He explained it. I forget the word he used. It has to do with lift when the wings push you up. It has a whole big thing. But, yeah, they can be heavy and fly.